This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Forecasters say the Denver Metro is heading into a stretch of unseasonably warm and dry weather to start the week, with fire danger rising midweek. Maggie Eidecker is with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
Highs will be about 20 degrees above normal Tuesday and Wednesday, so we're looking at temperatures in the high 70s to low 80s. We're also looking at some critical fire weather conditions starting Wednesday and possibly even Thursday.
Wind gusts in the Denver area could reach up to about 35 miles per hour tomorrow, with gusts as high as 45 miles per hour on the eastern plains. Crime is trending down in Colorado Springs. Violent crime like murders and robberies are down 20% to 30% since 2024. In that same time period, property crimes have decreased by 20% to 40%. Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobilade says this is in part due to better police staffing and the use of technologies. He also expressed his appreciation for those in the public safety system
who show up every day to serve this community and who in many cases put themselves in harm's way to keep our city safe. And today, I am proud to say Colorado Springs is safer today than when I first took office.
The city currently has 774 officers and needs to hire around 60 more to be at full strength, according to Mobilade. This week, sailors are making their way to Mesa Verde National Park as part of National Park's Navy Week. The events are a part of a nationwide initiative celebrating America's 250th anniversary. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.